It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
And right now, The Drive is indeed live.
That's right.
The Drive is live.
That's right. The Drive is live. That is the only time you were here. Tyler's voice right there as he is out today. Hopefully, he'll be back tomorrow. And our guy, Chris Santiago, who you normally hear at night on Area 45, he joins the show. And so we are obviously in good hands with Chris in the building.
Sexy.
How y'all doing?
Pretty
sexy
good. How you feel about your Giants schedule? Feel good?
It's all right, man.
I think they've got the toughest schedule in football,
yep.
I think.
They do.
We do.
Got the toughest schedule in football, yeah. But no, it'll be a fun day. We got a lot to get into. I sat through that second straight night of blowing a late game for the Royals, and the Astros came through and got a W. We'll look and revisit that. But a lot going on here, especially with the schedule release. We had, 7-8 games that were reported early that leaked yesterday that we talked about. But now we have the full schedule, the full go of it. We're seeing the full of it all. You've seen it. You've heard about it. If you have not, real quick, and one thing I was taught a lot early in this is don't just assume everybody knows what you're talking about. The schedule, if you missed it, they kick things off in L.A. to face the Rams, then come home on Monday night to get the Buccaneers. They face the Jags on the road in week 3, then they face Tennessee at home, then they take on the Ravens, the Bugaboo on the road. Then they have a early week 6 bye. We'll get into that later. And then they go to Monday Night Football again at Seattle. And then they start that run of 3 in a row right here at NRG against the Niners, the Broncos, and the Jags. And then they go to Tennessee in Nashville to face the Titans and then come back home on Thursday Night Football to face the Buffalo Bills. They go to Indianapolis after that. Sunday Night Football on the road in Kansas City. And then they play 2 in a row here against the Cardinals and the Raiders. And then they finish up in L.A. against the Chargers. That could be a big game with two teams that may be competing for things. And then at home against the Indianapolis Colts. So that is the 17-game schedule for those who have not heard it. 713-572-4610. You can jump in as well as you on YouTube and Twitch. You can respond and communicate that way as well. Clint, just overall, now that you see the whole thing and how it shapes up, What are you seeing about this schedule? What jumps out?
Well, look, I think the schedule gods were nice to us down here in Houston. I mean, this thing could have played out, even though we knew the opponents, it could have played out in a way where you have Murderers Row. We did not get that. It could have played out in a way where we didn't get any primetime games. We got four. It could have played out to where the bye week was, late season. So you got this long season with training camp at the beginning. And it seems like forever before you get to the bye week. And look, it could have been much more difficult the way it laid out, man. And so I think overall, from a 30,000-foot view, just to kick this thing off, I thought the Texans, I thought they landed in a really nice place with their schedule. I thought they landed in a really nice place several different times. You know, it's really friendly. There's no three games in 10 days.
No,
there's no stretch of three opponents where you're playing three of the best quarterbacks in the game. There's no stretch where in 7 of 8 weeks you're playing 7 of the best quarterbacks in the game and 4 Hall of Famers. And so, I mean, yeah, I think overall, man, the schedule gods were friendly to the Houston Texans. Now, we obviously got to break this thing down, a little bit more extensively. But I think overall, if we're just given a 1-minute soundbite, man, the schedule gods were friendly, and the Texans didn't run into any buzzsaws here schedule-wise.
Yeah, I think with the exception of a couple of things, I think it did. I think it worked out great. You got one cold game, and that's in Kansas City. The rest of them, Clint, late, you are either here in the Dome at NRG, or you're in L.A., or, you're in a dome in Indy. There is, like, you are in outside of November 16th in Nashville, which, I would assume ain't going to be like 10 degrees or something. You are, you're a pretty good spot, good shape in terms of weather and everything. So that works out for you. And I think the point you mentioned, all of their tough games, if you look in there and you say, all right, we knew on the schedule they play Kansas City, they play Baltimore, they play Buffalo, right? Like, those are the three that really jump out when you saw what the schedule was. And to the point you're making, Clint, all of those games are surrounded by teams before or after that you feel like you should probably either be favored or very winnable games. Like, when the first one, you play Baltimore, the week before you play Tennessee at home, and then the week after is a bye. Like, you don't, there's no, as you said, Murderer's Row. You play Buffalo the week before that, it's Tennessee. The week after that is Indy. You play the Chiefs. The week before it is the Colts. The week after it is the Cardinals at home. So, like, none of it stacks. The toughest stretch may be what, Buffalo at Indy, at Kansas City, in Arizona. If you like that, that may be the toughest stretch. I saw Dallas, Clint, in the second half of the season, they have a stretch where they go to Philly, host Kansas City, go to Detroit, host Minnesota, and then play the Chargers and then the Commanders. Like that, the Texans don't have any of that on their schedule. So I think overall, outside, to me, the only thing that I don't love is the bye week. But outside of that, Clint, I mean, it's a pretty workable schedule for this team that's playing a first-place schedule.
Yeah, the Texans are going to benefit from playing in a crappy division, no doubt about that, where the Cowboys and the Eagles and Baltimore and Kansas City, they're not going to benefit from that. The Texans have that luxury. I think when you talk about tough stretches on this schedule, I think there's two of them. I do think out of the gate, the first five games, you've got the Rams, the Bucks, and the Ravens in three of your first five games. The other two games are obviously very important because they're division games. So that five-game stretch right there leading into the bye week, I think it's going to be a tough stretch, and I think we know a lot about our Houston Texans when that bye week hits, right? You're going to have faced Baltimore, who you know who that is, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, as physical an offense as you're going to find, and a really, really solid to great defense, depending on what they look like in 2025. You look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We talked about it yesterday. You know, when you look at that receiving core, that they're going to be, they're potentially, depending on how the rookie, the first-round draft pick at Ohio State, depending on how he plays, they potentially could be one of the top 3 to 5 receiving cores in the league. And you know Baker Mayfield will sling that thing down the field. So, you know, that's going to be a challenge. And then we talked about the Rams with Devontae Adams and Puka and McVay calling plays and Stafford throwing it down the field. Those are going to be 3 big-time challenges. They're all going to be different challenges, I think, for D'Amico Ryan's defense and really for the team as a whole. So we're going to know a lot about these guys when that bye week hits. That first 5 games is going to be a tough stretch. And then I think, as you said, the Buffalo on Thursday night, Indy away, and then Kansas City Monday night. Those 3 games right there, I think, because Indy, to me, is going to be the best team opposite the Texans in the division.
They're a wild card, depending on what kind of team they're going
to
be.
So I think that 3-game stretch in terms of just back-to-back-to-back opponents or back-to-back primetime and away games, that stretch right there could be a little bit rough. But again, I mean, you got to really dig to catch to find those tougher stretches. And the way the schedule, to me, when you talk about the stretch runs, the way the schedule ends this year – with 3 of 4 games being at home, it's Arizona, Vegas, L.A. Chargers, and Indianapolis Colts. 3 of the 4 at home, teams that you should be either neck and neck with or favored. I think it sets up nicely if the Texans need to win, you know, 3 of their last 4, or God forbid, you know, whatever, however many 3 games they have left, they got to win all 3 of them to get in, kind of deal.
If it's tight.
Yeah. So I think those stretch runs, whether you're talking about the difficult ones or the easy ones, I think again it worked out in the Texans' favor.
Yeah. Text line coming through. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, your thoughts here on the schedule. Someone texted in, we'll be 3-2 after the first 5 games. You could be. I think they're better than 3-2 in those first round games. Those first 3. I think they beat the 2 division, potentially beat the 2 division teams. You got to feel good about that. And then I think they probably at least get one of the. Like, I don't think they're going to go 0-3 against the Rams, Bucks, and Ravens. I think they at least get one of those games, if not maybe a couple of them. So I think they could do better. They could be 4-1. And if they're 4-1, like you said, that really sets up for them moving forward throughout.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is we're going to know, right? If you're 4-1, if you're 3-2, we're good. If you're 4-1, we are absolutely stoked in Houston, right? Now, if you're sitting at 2-3, we're concerned about whether it's the O-line or it's defense not being as good as we thought, or injuries have plagued, or CJ's not playing as well. Nick Cayley's not being the weapon on the sideline that you hope your offensive coordinator is. There's something wrong. The key there is, and I'll be honest with you, I don't have a feeling one way or the other, Ron, to be honest with you. I don't know if we're going to be 4-1. I don't know if we're going to be 2-3. I have no idea. I honestly don't. I'm straddling the fence here big time, so get ready. I don't know what to think about this team. I mean, you've got some major, major issues on the offensive side of the football that could potentially be good, but could also potentially be bad enough to where it won't matter how good D'Amico Ryan's in the defense is, right? I mean, you could really have those level of issues. So, we'll see. But the good thing is we'll find out early.
All right, coming up, I do want to bring some of the people in here a little bit in the next segment, but – where are you at now as you look at the schedule? Let's just get it out the way. Where are you at now record-wise, right? You asked me yesterday during Dirty's Daily. I said, well, let me look at the full schedule. Let me pull it up. Let me look at the full schedule before we get to wins. And you can participate. And as I said, we will open up the phone lines next segment, and we will hear from you. But if you want to text in or send it in on YouTube and Twitch, you can. As you look at that schedule, and we went through it and we talked about it, yes, this appears to be favorable, especially when you compare it to other teams, especially other teams that had first place schedules like the Texans. This is a schedule that feels workable. Now that you see how it's laid out, where are you? Someone had texted in, they got 13-4. Where are you in terms of record with this team now that you have the schedule?
I got 9 wins.
That's what you said.
I got 9 wins,
and you still at 9.
Yeah, I got 9, and like I said, I honestly, man, I like this is, I want to feel really good about my Texans, but there's too many pieces offensively that I just check up and go, oh, I'm just not really, that make me nervous. Let's put it that way. We can go game by game at some point in time if you'd like, but I do think they're going to be the best team in the division. I don't think they sweep the division. I mean, I got over my skis yesterday talking about, I think they dominate the entire division and win. I don't think they're 6-0 in the division. I think they end up 4-2 in the division.
Oh, you got two losses.
Yeah,
I got
two losses in the division. I think the rest of the way you got a first place schedule, man. So you got some absolute monsters there. I'm going 9-8 on the season, and it's a dogfight down the stretch to see who wins the division.
So you think this is a tight race?
Yep.
And I'm guessing, as you said earlier, the guests kind of put it together. You think the Colts are going, it's going to be a tight race with the Colts down the stretch.
Yep. Absolutely. And I think both teams in this division, again, while I still have the Texans as the best team in the division, I don't think the gap is as wide as it once was. I think the gap has closed a bit. And I do think Jacksonville's better. And I do believe that Tennessee's better as well. I think Cam Ward and year two with Callahan and some of the pieces that they've added. Defensively, they got some they caused some problems up front. So I think they are. They don't have Will Levis. I don't think they're gonna have Will Levis back there. It's gonna give games away throughout the season.
That's the one game they lost in the division.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm going with this. Is like that the Titans year one Callahan with Will Levis trying to lose the game, they won. So I just don't think that gap is as wide as we think that it is. And so. Maybe CJ Stroud year three, maybe Nick Cayley is a bigger game changer as we think. But I mean, from a talent standpoint, this is a lesser football team on the offensive side of the ball. So we'll see what Nick Cayley can do.
I got 10-7.
You got 10. Okay.
I got 10-7 and I've looked at it multiple. I've gone through these, as you said, game to game. I've looked at it multiple times. I do think one of the division teams gets them in this thing. One of the road games, I do think, gets them. They're 10-7. It feels like a 10-win team, and I think they will win the division with double-digit wins. So I got them at 10-7. It's weird, man. They've got some weird things with this schedule. There's some unpredictable teams that I can't tell, like, what are they going to be? Like I get the feeling when you look at Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, I feel like I know what they're gonna be. Tennessee, I feel like they may be improved some, Clint, but I feel like I got a feel of what Tennessee's gonna be. I don't know what San Francisco's gonna be. Like, that's a team where I'm like, I look at it right now today, I would say the Texans should be a better football team than the Niners. But the Niners have been one of the best teams in football the last several years, and they've had a ton of injuries. Like, what is Kyle Shanahan and them? Like, what are they going to be? Like the Chargers. Like, what are they going to be? What does Pete Carroll and Geno Smith make for the Raiders? Right? Like, are the Cardinals? The Cardinals kind of surprised a little bit last year. They just got some teams on this schedule where it's like, I can't quite like Seattle. What's Seattle now with Sam Darnold? Like, I can't quite pinpoint how good those teams are. So they got a weird grouping of teams that you don't really have a clear view of what they're going to be. So it's an interesting schedule.
I think a bunch of those are going to be absolute dogfights, Ron. When you look down at San Francisco, Denver, Arizona, Vegas, L.A. Chargers, like I think that is where the Texans lie right now. Can they separate themselves?
Yeah.
Can they win more of those than they lose? Because there's some teams that are coming, man. I mean, Denver, Denver's got a chance to be a problem. That defense is nasty.
No, it is. Yeah, Denver's another one. Like, how much are they ascending?
Yep.
You know what I mean? And
who's ascending faster,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You got a bunch of those.
All right, coming up, I want to hear from you. What do you see in this schedule? How many wins do you see for the Texans coming up this year? Clint's got them at 9. I got them at 10. Chris has them at 15. How many? No, you got them at 10, Chris?
10.
10. Tyler's got them at 15. I'll go out on the limb. Tyler's got him at 15 wins. How many wins do you see for the Texans? We'll hear from you coming up next right here live on The Drive.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, the schedule is out. We just told you our thoughts, and you can call in and you can be a part of the show and add yours as well. 713-572-4610. We will head out to the phone lines here in a second. Let us know your win total. Clint, you were at 9 wins, right? You got them at 9-8, winning the
division. That's right. Yep.
Winning the division. Dogfight at the end. Chris, you said Chris Santiago's in as Tyler is out today. You had 10 wins, 10-7.
That's correct.
That's where I am as well, 10-7. I see some people rolling in here on the text line. Mike Craig said he's got him at 12-5. Another text in, 11 wins. Somebody said you said 9 last year, Clint.
I did.
Yep. You're one off.
Appreciate that.
Clint, you said 9 last year. We won't make the playoffs. Go Texans. I got him at 11-6. Y'all are tripping. Texans will run away with the division. The defense will be better than last year. So those are some folks there. Jumping in, 713-572-4610. Where are you at? How many wins are you seeing on this schedule? Southside Al was good. Where are you at on this schedule?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, great show. Say, I'm 11-plus run, and this is why. And, Clint, let's get the elephant out the room. Barring injuries, Ron, and my guys got hurt, Nico and Stephon, a lot of them games, we would have went 10-plus. Barring my superstars with injuries. Another thing, when you get Trent Brown and Big Cam Robinson on that O-line, you're going to help other guys. With them guys as veterans, and they're going to coach them guys up, see what they don't see, help the coaches solidify that offensive line. And C.J. Stroud, Ron, if they just allow half of the sacks he had last year, them points on the board. And my last take is this. Larry Thompson, them third and twos we had, that let you know we was moving the ball. He get an offside call and turn possessions in a third and seven, third and eight. Everybody know we got a pass. See, them little nuances thing, Clint, when you solidify this team with those mishaps and them penalties, man, it's only up from there. You just keep it honest with that offensive line. Them guys going to do good, man. They not going to repeat that old line because you don't have these same players. You got veteran roles and player coaching with Trent Brown and them other guys, man. And them penalties on old line, we ain't going to have them no more. It's 11 plus, man. Great show, man. Al, Southside in the building.
All right, Southside Al had him at a 10 plus, double-digit wins. I'm seeing that a lot on the text line. I'm calling 12 and 5. Texting in 11-6. 11-6, I usually rock with you, but y'all are forgetting that this is the year CJ put the offense on his back and beat the Ravens and Chiefs to be true Super Bowl contenders. Well, sir, if you got them beating the Ravens and Chiefs, I think that your 11 wins is a little short. Then if they're capable of winning both of those games. Listen, yeah, I mean, that like the way that Al looked at it, there are some things there for me. I would say there's probably a little bit more question or concern, especially in particular with the offensive line penalties and how they'll play. And yeah, I need to see more. And right now, not sold on that part of it.
I'll tell you, last year I was really comfortable with 9. Probably should have went 10. Obviously, given that they won 10, but probably I felt like I knew I was outside of most folks and lower than most folks. I'll be honest with you, at 9 right now, as I said in the first segment, Ron, I'm really comfortable at 9 right now, not because I feel like it's a solid number, but because I feel like I could see the Texans taking that next step and being absolutely tremendous. But I could also see them backsliding a bit and really struggling, not to win the division, but really struggling to better what they did the last 2 years. I literally could see both. And that's what gives me a little bit of a pause here with the Texans.
Well, I think what you're saying is where you could see both. And as we said, 713-572-4610, as I see more texts coming in, and you can call in and let us know who rolled in. Someone just called and said, is that Ron who called in? No, I don't think me and Al sound anything alike. I don't think, no. But what you're saying is I think kind of the space where I look at it too is, as you said, you can see them taking steps forward. You can see them kind of backsliding. I can see some inconsistencies. I can see some up and down play in certain things, right? Like, and so I think that kind of lends to some games you'll be on point, and then some games you may not. And I think this team right now, especially O-line and some other spaces offensively, there could be some real show of inconsistencies. To where other teams, you look at it, you're like, you know, teams like Buffalo, they may have some bad or good weeks, but they're probably going to be more steady. Like, you probably know exactly what you're going to get more times than not week after week. The Ravens, you know, even though they're up and down, they know what they're going to do. More times than not, you know what you're going to get. I think the Texans have a potential to be a little bit up and down with some of the...
Well, I don't think anybody knows what the Texans' offense is going to look like. We've talked a lot about the Texans' offense being good or bad, Nick Caley being good or bad. We don't... I mean, really, if we're looking at it, the teams you just named, we know what... When it matters, I don't know what they're going to look like in the regular season, but when it matters, you know exactly what Buffalo's identity is going to be. When it matters, you know exactly what Baltimore's identity is going to be. Offensively, you know what a lot of these teams are going to be from an identity perspective. And more times than not, they're going to be really good within that identity when the games matter the most. We have no way of telling exactly what the Texans are, whether we're talking Nick Caley or we're talking C.J. Stroud or we're talking about the supporting cast in the wide receiver room or the new offensive lineman. Like, all of this stuff is – there's no for sure in any of those. There's no, hey, we've seen these guys – lock, stock, and barrel, they've been great at this position for an extended period of time. They're one of the best in the league. Let's go eat, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, they're like Nico and Joe Mixon are the two most convincing pieces of this offense. right? We talk about CJ. I'm high on CJ. I think CJ is going to be
fine. You don't
think
CJ's convincing?
I don't think we know who CJ is yet. Mm. I don't think we've seen CJ take the bull by the horns and have to lead this team. I don't think we know what CJ, stylistically, what is CJ? Is he a hold the ball, drive it down the field Joe Burrow type, or is he a Tom Brady type? I know which one I saw him win more with and stay clean and stay upright and give his team a better chance to win with, but I don't know who he is. And a lot of that has to do with we don't know who Nick Cayley is. You know, so I mean, yeah, no, I don't, I mean, I believe CJ's going to be a really, really good NFL quarterback. But is he going to be a guy that we're going to talk about over the next 5 years in the same sentence with them top dogs that we were talking about him last year after that last rookie year? I don't know. I don't know where he lands.
Yeah. YouTube and Twitch, Brandon, we had 10 wins. We had 3 close losses, fix a few things, and 10 plus 3, 13 and 4.
Now do the same with the 3 close losses. Or wins, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there were some close wins, some tight wins in there.
That's a problem with that's a problem with just when you start mathing and you just go, well, we won 10, but we also lost 3 by a field goal. Well, okay, now do the same thing with the team with the games that you barely won.
Like the Buffalo game.
By one position. Whatever. I don't have any in mind, but yeah, there's one of them if you want.
Buffalo game.
I mean, I don't have any in mind. I'm just saying like when there's 17 games, there's usually that kind of math usually works. It kind of averages out there.
Yep, someone else texted in, I don't understand this. Not knowing the identity isn't always a bad thing, Clint! Exclamation point.
Yeah, for the opponent, you're right. Assuming you have one, I'm not talking about, assuming they know what their identity is, assuming they not only know what their identity is, but they can execute it and establish it, then, yeah, I mean, it'll be an advantage that the opponents don't know, at least for the first month of the season.
Yeah, ooh, first one, 8 wins. First one under 10, I think I've seen on the text line come through. Got him at 8-9. Okay. All right, coming up, we got to discuss this dude of all Houston athletes right now. Nobody may not be in a better space than this guy. We got to discuss that coming up next.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
But I don't think that gets caught at Kauffman Stadium.
That ball's going to be a base hit. Dubon's going to score the go-ahead run. Jeremy Pena makes it 4-3 Astros in the eighth.
All right, we will get back to the schedule. Loving the back and forth on the text line on YouTube and Twitch and the interaction. It's good, but man, we got to get into to your man's Jeremy Pena. Man, I had to sit through that one, and he has been amazing. The last two games, I have sat in Daikin Park and watched him just destroy the Royals myself. And last night, 4-for-4. And he gets the go-ahead RBI, came up with huge, huge hits throughout the series, but last night especially. And this ain't just throughout the series. He's been rolling throughout the year thus far. Here is the captain, Joe Espada, who obviously has been has really benefited from his shortstop playing to the level he is. This is him talking about what he is seeing from him, and if this is what he thought he would get once he moved him to the top of the order.
He is really being something more than what I expected. You know, I knew that he's got the potential to be a really exciting all-around player, but right now what he's doing, it's incredible. He's not backing down from the moment. He's getting pitches to hit, and he's not missing them. You know, the double, that pitch was in. It was off the plate. And he just keeps carrying barrel on the ball. The job he's doing is outstanding.
Now he's played at an all-star level. This is like that magical month he had when he was the AL MVP, ALCS MVP, and the World Series MVP. Like, he is seeming to have that run right now. Clint, he would be a straight up all-star. Hell, maybe even be considered a starting all-star at shortstop the way he has played. I mean, he was playing head-to-head up against maybe the best shortstop in baseball, Bobby Witt Jr., and he was the better player in the series. Jeremy Pena, 4-for-4 last night, 3-15 on the season. He has been everything to this team.
Yeah, Ron, you mentioned those numbers. 4-for-4 last night, 3-15 on the season, 405 in the leadoff spot over the last 16 games. So it's not a small sample size. I mean, it is relative to a career, but I think it's a large enough sample size for us to believe exactly what Joe Espada just said, man. It seems like he's unbelievably comfortable. There appears to be a clutch gene in there. And Ron, I'm going to tell you, I don't know that we've ever seen regular season Jeremy Pena swinging a bat this well. Not looking at the numbers, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, Chris, you may be able to tell me if you've seen Jeremy Pena hitting 315, right, climbing the damn lineup and getting into the leadoff spot and continuing to shine in the big moments. This early in the season, I know we've seen big moments when it mattered the most, which is obviously more important. But if Jeremy Pena turns into a player where all throughout the regular season he consistently, he didn't have to hit 315, be nice, but if he is. If he's swinging the bat really well, if he's not just having to get the perfect pitch in order to swing, if he's not chasing the off-speed, low and outside stuff, if he's hitting with power, if as Espada said, if he's getting his barrel on some bad pitches, that's usually reserved for the Yordan Alvarez in this lineup. If Jeremy's able to do those things, and then you start looking at the speed. By the way, Jose Altuve hung his ass out to dry last night, or he'd be 7-for-7, and so I guess he'd still be 6-for-6 because Jose would have made contact. But Jose,
hit and run,
just completely misjudging an off-speed pitch and a hit and run, and he gets struck out, and Jeremy Pena gets thrown out at second, which it looked like maybe, let's just call it a conservative. It looked like it was a man, it's 3-2. He's going to walk or make contact. I don't want to get picked off, so he kind of got a late jump. That's the only time he's been thrown out, y'all. He was 6-for-6 before that in stolen bases. So, again, we talk about him swinging the bat. You talk about his speed. You talk about the clutch gene that he appears to have. Boy, if he can do this for a year and not just spotty, you know, when it matters the most, man, you look out now.
I wanted to be mad at Estevez, the closer.
Yep.
I saw that replay. Man, he threw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball up and in on his hands off the plate, and he turned it.
Yep.
Turned it and pulled it and somehow got his hands in to get the barrel on the bat to turn it. Like, yep. Dude is – he is smoking like that. I mean, I was at a point sitting there. I'm not kidding. I was sitting there, and I think we should consider maybe putting him on. I know who's hitting behind him, but the way they're swinging the bat right now, and that combination of him and Dubon, somehow Dubon, I don't know if he could have thrown the ball to that spot two times in a row that he hit the line for doubles down that line. But that combination of those two. In those two innings was special. Yeah, Jeremy Pena, like as Ocho texts in and says, I really hope Jeremy Pena has figured out something sustainable, and this just isn't a hot streak. Yeah, I mean he's hot right now. Like I don't think he's gonna continue this, but you know this Jeremy Pena would go months and months where you'd be like, I mean this isn't just like, you know, struggling. I mean, he is fighting it. Yeah. Where you, like, he needs to sit down or, man, he's in seventh or eighth and it's just about defense. Like, this is this point. I remember I said this at the game yesterday to Tyler and B. Scott and Reggie. I said, hell, man, they need him. And I think I said to you, they need him to hit about three different spots. Yeah. And they need him to hit leadoff. It could be big. It'd be big if he could hit third, if he could hit fourth. Like, but this is the move, and I think one thing we know is they better not move his ass. Like, he's comfortable there, clearly. Altuve, great idea. Thanks, assistant manager, for saying put him in the leadoff spot. But he should not move. He is very comfortable.
Well, that's where I'm at with it. That's the question, right, is if he does cool down, which at some point he will. I mean, he's blazing right now, 405 since being moved to the leadoff spot. I mean, it can't get much better. But if he does cool down a little bit, does the spotter start juggling this lineup again and move Altuve back to the top? The Altuve part of this makes me believe that there's no way that happens. I mean, Altuve, I wouldn't think Altuve would say, hey, man, put Jeremy Pena as the leadoff and let him swing. And then the minute that he struggles, Altuve goes back to the manager and says, hey, all right, it's my turn. I want back in that leadoff spot. Yeah. I would think that Jeremy's there to stay. I love it. I've loved it from jump. I love the speed there. I love Altuve and his free swinging ass hitting a little bit lower in the lineup. But we do got to talk about something, though, boys. Pena's got to work on his celebrations. I mean, he.
You didn't like with the fishing thing? That was fishing, right?
But,
did he?
But it was.
That's what it looked like.
It started off as Brandon Cooks pulling the arrow out of the back, and I thought he was fixing to shoot it. I rewound and watched it again.
It was real.
He pulls it out of his back and then goes to reeling. Yeah, we got to work on these celebrations, man. The little heart thing he did last year, I know that was for somebody in the stands, and that's cute and all, but. Or a kid somewhere. That's cute and all. We got to work on. I mean, that's a panty dropping son of a gun that's swinging the bat the way he's swinging. We've got to work on these celebrations.
I can smell it. And what? Feel the text coming in. Who cares what his celebration is?
Oh, I don't. Let me tell with them texts.
No.
To hell with them texts.
I for one,
appreciate.
You don't want to be in the stands, and every time he gets on and gets a double, you don't want to reel it in with him?
I mean, if it's reel it in. I've never carried a fishing rod on my back. I don't know what he was pulling off his back. The tackle box isn't
really
back there.
He's really showing it.
Was he casting?
Yeah, he's casting it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
He's really showing
it. Yeah, I don't like it then. I don't like it.
I do think he needs to be more demonstrative in the cast. I do think.
Yeah, that. No, I don't.
It was confusing.
It looked like he was pulling the arrow out of the
and reel it in. Yeah,
no, he's got to be better. Then the execution sucked.
And maybe John Lopez is somewhere that can maybe help him out on maybe how to make that look.
Yes, yes. I mean, does HEB sell fishing rods?
They got that one aisle where you can really find a lot of different
things. J-Lo can hook him up with a sponsor deal. Yeah, he's got to do better. I mean, he's got to do better. I had no idea that was him casting. I mean, what's he doing? What's he doing? I mean, shark fishing from Crystal Beach or what?
Coming from the hip.
I mean, damn, Jeremy. I mean, the only way you're doing that is if you ain't got a boat. If you got to fish in Crystal Beach down there, you got to get a running start and throw that thing out there.
Yeah, he called me. Yeah, he kind of caught me off guard. Hey, real quick, by the way, did you Did you feel any different about the Astros potentially going to a six-man rotation, seeing old Colton Gordon for the first time?
No, he didn't move me one bit. I'm happy for the guy that he didn't embarrass his parents.
I think the Royals helped him. He sure as hell set himself up to try to get embarrassed. That triple, he got himself out of that thing around. That second inning is where it really could have blown up, where the bases are loaded and he gets out of that. So, I don't know. There was some stuff there. I'm looking up there, man. I saw some 91s. I saw Salvador Perez just let 91 get right down the pipes go. I don't know how much you could live on that. So I don't know.
I will be very clear. It doesn't change my opinion. My opinion was the Astros have no business right now in a six-man rotation.
I said yesterday, we'll see what Colton does. Does he show it? No, man. He could have gotten beaten up to make this game. Like, that could have been a very gusto-like. Give him credit. He got out of it. He was able to find ways to get out of it. But
I mean, credit to the pen. I mean, the bullpen has been absolutely nails, and they gave us a chance. And Pena went out there and did the deal, and Dubon did the deal. Paredes did the deal. But, I need to know more about the six-man rotation and sticking with it, Ron. There's got to be more context that I'm just not aware of. And I need, like, is this a – are you really – saving tread on Fromber and Hunter and Ronel Blanco and company? Is that what we're doing now? Because that's the only way this thing makes sense is if there's some kind of health or load management reason behind it, given the current state of your starting rotation.
Ocho says, yes, Clint, some HEBs do sell fishing rods, but only at a select few HEBs.
Well, I bet you that whichever one it is, Jeremy can find, or they'll find Jeremy.
Yeah, the fishing celebration is saying he is catching all the hoes is coming in from the text line.
Ooh. I guess.
I guess.
I did. I guess we did see some young ladies stand up there and try to.
I told my wife about our panty dropping pinion. She didn't agree. I said, have you seen him topless?
She'd be nice.
I don't think she was.
Okay.
I don't think she was.
Okay. All right.
She's not afraid to tell me.
Yeah. Okay.
Typically.
All right. Coming up, let's take a look at this. Do you, if you can remember how you were last year, do you feel better about this
about
year's
272?
Huh?
About 272. Oh,
okay. Do you feel better about let me go there. Do you feel better about the Texans' schedule this year as opposed to how you felt last year? Remember the excitement going into the season last year? Do you feel better about what they have in the schedule this year? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.